So that's when they torched our garbage cans.
Can you believe it? It's practically awesome.
Well, you lit their lawn on fire.
They stole my sweatshirt.
You burnt down their pergola.
Irregardless.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host. How are you, folks? If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, through Facebook Live. That's how we're doing it right now. And we're working on some other things as well. The show's full of a lot of mistakes, so you want to listen live. But if you can't listen live, you can always listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show. Go to podbean.com, type in Radio Irregardless, and then you can have your choice of whichever platform you use. Let me bring up this beat about what's been going on with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And let me just tell you what I got going on. I decided to set up my laptop, but I'm sitting in my chair in front of my MacBook. Now, I tried to make everything work out so I could just use the MacBook directly. But for some reason, I mean, the iMac. I'm using the MacBook. You don't need to know everything. Needless to say, my technology is strewn about the table. I've got iPads and iMacs and iBooks and mixers and tons of shit going on. And as a result, I didn't do my show prep because I was doing too much tech. But here's what's been going on. Easter is actually passed over, which is ironic because Passover just passed over as well. I was the Easter bunny all weekend. I was at the Salem Country Club. They had a children's party. They have not had a children's party in a long time because of COVID. They didn't have usually have a St. Patrick's Day, or they have a Halloween, and they have a bunch of other things. But they never did them because of COVID. So what they did is for Easter, they did like regular Easter buffet. And then what they did is they did a special Easter egg hunt just for the kids. It was a little less buffet-y, I guess. It wasn't the whole, you know, lobster, shrimp, prime rib. It was more like, you know, burgers and chicken wings and chicken fingers, because kids don't eat chicken wings. And they had a DJ. The DJ was playing club stuff like Pitbull. I'm like, these are kids, right? But, you know, the thing about club music is it's really good and high energy. But this guy was like moving and grooving and shaking, like dancing. Like every time he played like an adult song, I just looked at the staff and I whispered through the hat. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And then he would change the song. I'd put my hands over the eyes and I would just go like this in this giant shrug, which was actually kind of funny. The kids have just been absolutely amazing. You know, this year when we did some Easter Bunny visits, my wife and I, we went to people's houses, and they were all return customers, which was great. And we've been seeing these kids for like 2 or 3 years now, and they've grown. And because they haven't seen the Easter Bunny, or they've seen him, but they haven't hugged him or high-fived him or anything, you know, the Easter Bunny put his arms out, you know, arms out like this, and like big wide arms, and the kids would just bolt across the yards and across the, just out of the house, just hugging the Easter Bunny. And it was really fun. Kids made little signs and stuff like that, and eggs, and it was all cute. So But I was very, very happy with all that. So that's the Easter Bunny thing. The trolley, Salem trolley, because I'm the tour guide in the trolley. They've been picking up. I'm working tomorrow. I'm working a lot. I got a lot of stuff comedy-wise. You may or may not know this. Every time this show has ever played, every time I've ever done a live show, because I've only done live shows, I've played a clip of somebody on either television, the internet, radio, saying the word irregardless. And this was from the AMC show, Kevin Can F Himself, which I was actually, I did some background work in. But I am up for a role, which is going to be kind of cool. Because now you can see me. Hopefully I'll get the role. They're shooting over the next, sometime in May, first 2 weeks in May. And I guess I'm in the running. So I'm not officially in the running because they haven't asked me to hold it. But I don't know. I want to break a leg. Wish me luck. Blah, blah, blah. That thing. What else? What else did I say? Oh, I know what I did. I put my show prep up here. That's it. That's all I want to talk about. But what I do want to do is, as always, I want to tell you about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
So again, I haven't completely done my show prep. I did most of it. I did most of the show prep. But I didn't actually do this. But what I'll do is what I've done in the past. I'll go through it and I'll just rip right through it and put it together. That'll be fine. So today is April 20th and it's 4:20. But let's talk about things that have been going on this day throughout history. In the year 607, the Halley's Comet approaches within 0.0898 AUs of Earth. Yeah, I should have done my research because I don't know what the fuck an AU is. I know what an AU is. Hey, you! That's an AU. Hold on. Copy. Look up. What's an AU? It's pretty close. That's what it is. Hey, you! I know it's gold. Come on. Oh, God. Distance. It's distance. I know it's distance. AU distance. It's an astronomical unit. That's funny in itself. I just love the word unit. But how big is it? I can't stop thinking. Hey, you. I can't say. Look at a comet. Hey, you. Look at it over here. Let's see. It's a billion mile. It's 149,597,870,700 meters. Which, what? Roughly the distance from the Earth to the Sun. Okay, why didn't you just say that to begin with? An AU is a unit of length roughly the distance from the Earth to the Sun, which is, we all know it's 93 million miles. All right, so can we just get back to that? So that's a big deal, 607. How did they know? Anyway, let's see. What did I say? Oh, yeah, let's say Alam Shah of Delhi resigned his throne in 1451. Let's go to this. Captain James Cook first sees Australia in 1770. Good day, mate. 1775, Minuteman Captain John Parker orders not to fire and lists fired upon. I would have shot them. Just shoot them first. Let's see. 1852, the California Historical Society forms. Sorry. This, like, today is not a big day. I should have done better research because there's not a lot going on. 1897, the first performance of Debussy's Pelléas et Mélisande. I just want to say Debussy. Hey, you! Debussy! Oh, we're going to get some callers. Let's see. 1897, the first American marathon ran. That's the same year of Debussy. The first American marathon ran, John J. McDermott wins in 2 hours, 55 minutes, and 10 seconds. And that was, of course, the Boston Marathon. In 1898, the second one, Ron McDonald won. In 1899, the third one, Lawrence Brignola. 1900, the fourth, Jim Cafferty of Canada. Fuck. 1901, James Cafferty won again. Fuck. Wait a minute, did he win the first time? No, John McDermott. I don't know, it's Boston. There's a lot of Johns, a lot of McDermotts, a lot of Caffeys. Anyway, leaders to say the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. In 1904, huge Toronto, huge fire in Toronto. Much of Toronto was destroyed by fire. Let's say, first New Yorker won the Boston Marathon in 1902. I misread that. I'm going fast. This all Boston Marathon, Boston Marathon, Boston. Halley's Comet seen by the naked eye for the first time this trip in 1910. Only nothing but Boston Marathons, Boston Marathons, Boston Marathons. Not all of them. Not all of them. Let's say, keep going, keep going, keep going. 23rd in 1919, Carl Linder. 24th, Peter, I'm not even going to. Oh, he's from Greece. A Greek name. Peter won 1920. Frank Zura of New Jersey won in 1921. Wow, it's all. Wow, this is so. Oh, this is a good one. 1928, the Yankees are out of first place for the first time since May of 1926. That's a good one. Canadian. 1932, a German one. Franklin D. Roosevelt, 1933, announced the U.S. would be leaving the gold standard. That was a fucking mistake. 1934, Shirley Temple appears in her first movie, Stand Up and Cheer. That's how she was directed. Stand up and cheer. Hey, you. 1939, on this day, Connecticut finally approved the Bill of Rights. How is that? Wait a minute. This can't be right. I've read that before. Oh, because it's April 19th. That's why. Hold on a second. I'm reading the wrong fucking one. Well, maybe the 420 is going to be more interesting. Let's say. I should move on. 1770, Captain Cook moved. He arrives in South Wales. First detective story. Now, I don't even know if this is the right one. What the fuck? No, it is. I don't care. It should have been better. Let's get out of that one. Let's talk about famous birthdays, though, okay? How about that? Shamar Moore, 51. He's that handsome black guy from all the CSI and Law. Let me see. Where's he from? Let's see. Criminal Minds. He plays Derek Morgan in Criminal Minds. You know him. Let's see. TikTok, nobody. YouTube, nobody. YouTube. How do you become a star on YouTube? Anyway, Carlos Valdez, 32. He played Cisco Ramon in The Flash. Let's see, who else? Who else's birthday? Jessica Lange. Not a flattering picture. She's 72 today. Christ on a cracker, what's that? 617. Who's that? 5-1-1-4-2. I don't know who this is. Should I get it? Yeah. Let's get it. Hello's Mark.
Hi. This is an exclusive announcement from Marriott Hotel.
Oh, thank you.
Your telephone number has been pre-selected.
Wow. Okay, let's block that. Let's shut it down. Yikes. Oh, let's go. We lost it a little bit. Oh, the free, it froze up a little bit. Hold on. Okay, hold on. I'm almost live again. Once I'm live, I'll find out. Let's see. It should be working. Okay, I'm back. All right, so here's what happened. When the phone rang, I actually moved the computer to get the phone, and I disconnected the internet. Fuck. Everything was going so well up till that point. Anyway, let's see. I'm going to spend some more time with my guest anyway. Let's see. Oh, Tan France, 38 years old. He's a fashion designer. He's on straight guys, gay guys. What is this? Straight. What is it? It's queer eye. Queer eye for the straight guy. Hey, you. Speaking of AU, but LV. Actually, today was Luther Vandross's birthday. He died in 2005. That long ago. That's crazy. Carmen Electra is 50 years old. That's not a good photo either, really. Let's see. YouTube, TikTok. You got to be kidding me. How are they stars at 22? Andy Serkis's birthday is today.
He's so precious.
Of course, you know who he is. Let's see. Who else? There's a lot of people born today. Let's see. TikTok, nobody. Joey Lawrence, he's 45 today. And hello, George Takei. He's 84 today. Hello. Oh, my. All right, let's shut all these goddamn windows and call my guest. So we're still live. I guess we're doing all right here. Today is not Adolf Hitler's birthday. What? Is it? Wait a minute. I'm going to check that out. I don't believe you. Holy shit. Today's Adolf's birthday. Today's. Why would you bring that up, Phyllis? That's crazy. Adolf Hitler would have been very old by now. I didn't know that. But it's not listed in the celebrity birthdays. He was born in 1889, died in 1945. Shit, it was my height. Hey, you. He's got family still. Yeah, he does. Heinz Hitler. That's real. His nephew was Heinz. Heinz Hitler. Wow. Let's move on because it's getting weird. Oh my God. So let me take my first break. When I got back, IMX, because it is 420, we're going to have my brother, who is an expert in all things cannabis. And when I say expert, he's an amateur expert, but we'll let his expertise show itself. So let me take my first break. When we come back, you're going to get a chance to talk to him. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
It's time for another Week Inspiration. There is no I in team, but there's one in shithead.
I'm comedian Erin McGuire, and you're listening to Radio Irregardless, even if no one else is.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I think I got this working. Let me check it. Hold on. Hit option. Let's see. I got to get out of studio mode. There's my guest. Jesus. What, nice headphones. Are those Xbox headphones?
They are Turtle Beaches.
You look fantastic. Look at that. I got it all set up. And what are you smoking?
What do you think I'm smoking?
You know, it was
I got my Bob Marley shirt on.
Bob.
Sorry, Bob Marley agreed in heaven to wear a t-shirt at me, so.
Did he make one? Did you get it?
Yeah, he has a t-shirt of me. It's a picture of me on it.
What's the name of
my
the company?
My clock on the wall is always set to 420. I took the battery out.
Did you take the battery? It's right twice a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So it's I didn't get a chance.
There's no batteries
there. I didn't get a chance. I was going to have a drink tonight, but you know something? Maybe my lovely wife, who probably isn't listening. Yeah. Oh, we got a bunch of listeners, actually. We'll see what happens. So today is 420. Happy birthday.
It is, in fact, it is Adolf Hitler's birthday.
It is. I didn't know that.
Every time I say it's 420, they're like, no, that's Hitler's birthday. I'm like, who the fuck
he has? He did. He had a nephew. The nephew, his nephew was Heinz. His first name was Heinz Hitler. That was his name. That's horrible. That is just not.
Captain America, you're stupid. I feel bad for all Germans. That's like their big go-to insult. You are stupid and fat American. That's their go-to insult. Stupid.
He's the bad guy.
And that's like the big one, too. You are stupid.
Yes. What? From the Marvel movies?
No, that's all Germans. That's their big insult.
That you're stupid?
That's like their go-to thing. When they call you stupid, that's like calling someone a butthole, you know? That's their big go-to insult. You are fat and stupid. Fat and stupid. Curse you, American.
So today is 420. I think the show fell on 420 one of the time, like the second year in. And I think I had you call in as a guest. We weren't doing video at the time. And I had you call in as a guest to answer. And I think we played Cannabis or Crayon. And we did that a couple of times. Oh, God, don't die.
Yeah, it was strain or it was weed or not or something like that.
You're going to be all right?
Cannabis strain or...
It was a cannabis strain or it was a
Crayola color.
Crayola color. And I think you went 10 for 10, I think.
I got all of them,
I think you got them all. Now, I didn't prep today, but I thought about this. Let me do this.
Hey, you, Haley, get your freaking comment out of here.
Hey, you.
Get your freaking comment hey, out of here.
That was funny as fucking shit. It's an AU. Hey, you. All right. So we're going to try something a little different. But before we get into the game, because I'm going to do this, I literally did not prep as much. And I think this is kind of a fun format, me not knowing what's going on. So you are, would you say you're an expert? I think we kind of talked about this before. Are you an expert or are you just well-versed?
No, I mean, I grow... I would consider myself an expert, not just an amateur anymore. I mean, I've grown several cycles, and I mean, I know a lot about weed.
What
I know how to make edibles. I'm a mad scientist when it comes to weed. So no,
here's the thing. I'll ask you about the edibles, because when I had back issues, a friend of mine actually gave me edible and said eat half of it, and I ate half of it. And I felt like I was going to die. The room was spinning, and I felt nauseous. So with edibles, how is it controlled? Or is it? Great response. Great.
What the dosage?
Yeah.
It's one of the drawbacks of doing a live show with live pot.
Yeah, I know.
So it's what medicinal. They do is, the way it's considered is this. So you take the amount of weed you have, the percentage of THC in the weed, and then you divide it by how many pieces you get in your yield. So if you make a batch of 90 pieces, and you start with a strain of cannabis that's like 18% THC or the potency level. Then you divide that by how many pieces you get, and then, or you divide how much weed you used by the percentage, and then how many pieces you get is the dosage or the yield you get.
I've done drunk math. I've never done high math before. Oh, we lost you.
We lost you.
Sorry.
It's your headset, Turtle Beach.
No, it's not. It wasn't a headset. I keep getting calls from. I wish you could put me on live with this phone call. I keep getting calls from Billings, Montana. And believe it or not, they're for Dad. Because every time I answer, it's like a voting thing, and they ask for Mark.
How do I?
So I started effing with him yesterday.
Yeah.
They were like, on the next election, how likely are you to vote? I was like, I ain't voting for nobody. I hate this stupid country. I was like, I was just effing with him. And then finally they went, have a good evening, and hung up on me. I was like, that ought to that ought to stop from falling, but apparently it doesn't.
Yeah. So now we're doing high math. So, well, not math as opposed to meth. Now that you got your bag. Now, do you, when you cook it, or I guess you bake it?
You bake it.
So you bake it to get baked it. You cook it like cookies?
You put it in the oven.
Yeah.
At about 250 degrees for 30 minutes.
That's it.
And the reason why you do that is to heat up the marijuana to activate the THC. Once the THC is activated, that's why you smoke it. You burn the THC to get it up to a certain temperature.
Okay.
You burn the marijuana to activate the THC. THC right. gets activated with heat.
When
you cook it,
I'm not a fan of the THC. I'm a fan of the CBD.
THC is tetrahydrocannabinol. It's the active ingredient that makes you high.
I know.
CBDs are cannabinoids.
Okay. Because that's the painkiller stuff.
Those are the things that have the healing properties.
Yeah, that's the stuff I like. I don't want the high.
Well, you can get stuff that is high in CBD but low in THC.
To smoke it?
That's like what medical stuff is for.
Oh.
The medical stuff doesn't necessarily make you higher. It makes you the uses of the CBD.
Hi, oh baby.
Do you or have you ever smoked marijuana?
The answer is yes. Yes.
No.
No.
I am not smoking currently. Oh,
so you can you hear those sounds? You can hear that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you were on a delay. I'm glad because when we play the game, because we didn't do the.
I'm on a delay. Yeah. I don't know if the broadcast is on a delay.
Everything's on a delay. The broadcast is on a delay. You're on a delay. Everybody's on a delay.
I'm on a delay.
So let me do this. I want to take a break. I'm going to zip downstairs, I think, real quick. I'm going to get some ice because I want a little old fashioned. You're going to be having
a cocktail.
A little cocktail. Hey, yo.
Cocktail.
So stick around. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Hear that? It's your money. Sucker. It's refund season. And nobody gets more of your money than the U.S. government. Guaranteed.
Give us your billions, America!
Hi, this is Jane Hanna, and you're listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. I'm actually a writer, so I'm not used to speaking, and now I really don't have anything else to say, so I do hope Mark is going to do a lot of talking. Mark? Mark?
And you're back at Radio Irregardless. You're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and this is my little old fashion. Oh, look at that. It's actually, wow, it's spelled right. It's just the green screen. So, having a little cocktail. I haven't had a cocktail. And this stuff is actually good. I like the pre-made cocktails. They're good. So, you're imbibing, I'm imbibing, people are imbibing. Let's see. Anyway, you're there. I got you.
I am.
Okay.
I'm here.
I just ran down the stairs super fast. So do you make your own cigarettes? Is that what they call them?
So I make my own weed? Yes. I magically grow my own weed. No.
No. You have a, it looks like you're smoking a cigarette.
A blunt.
All right. Did you roll that yourself or do you just pack it?
I did. No, I have a guy that comes in on Tuesdays.
No. See, some people, what they do is they take the cigarettes, they take the tobacco out of the cigarette, and they stuff the weed inside that. Is that what you do, or you actually roll it?
No, I'm not 12. I actually know how to roll my own marijuana. I do it like a big boy with my hands.
I rolled it all by myself. Thank you.
I told you, if I ever broke book by wrist, I'd learn how to roll my feet.
You know, that's a whole thing. They used to roll their own cigarettes, too. They had a press, and they would roll their own cigarettes, and they put them in a case. Do you roll them like that? You roll them by hand.
Right. I would roll like 20 of them and put them in a thing, but they would never last because I couldn't roll 20 blunts without smoking them like immediately. So actually, that's not true. Right before I left my job last year, because I used to work seasonal. Right when I left, I rolled 50 blunts and then smoked them all and then took all the roaches and spelt out 50 blunts 3 days and put it on Facebook. Like, I wrote out a message with the roaches.
What is wrong with you?
How much time you got? But
so they actually have a tobacco roller. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Roller.
You can roll weed with that too. Don't tell anyone.
That is, let's see, who makes it? A tobacco roller cigarette machine. It's tobacco roller cigarette maker roller metal roller machine for paper cigarette. What?
Yeah, they have to say cigarettes because they can't say weed.
Cig weed.
Because it's federally still illegal.
It's cig weed.
It's not a cigarette. It's cig weed.
Cig weed. Cig weed. Cig weed, bro.
It's cig weed.
Well, it looks like a cigarette.
That's cig weed.
Oh, this is actually cool. They have it's called a Rawthentic, raw eco plastic roller. I'd love to see one of these things in action. These things look really cool.
Yeah.
See, my thing is, I just got a pipe.
They work just as good.
Yeah. I just got a pipe. I didn't think I'd be cool enough to have a pipe, but I bought a pipe at Todd Farm. Really cool pipe. It's like an antique pipe too. And it's like $40 and I got it for like eight. I got
hold
pipe
it up,
cleaners.
I can't see it.
Yeah, I got the pipe.
You got to hold it up higher. I can't see it.
Oh, yeah, you can't see it. There you go. If I thought you were looking at Facebook. Yeah. So this is a really good one. And it comes apart like this. So you can clean it and blah, blah, blah. And I got pipe cleaners. I got a pack. I bought tobacco. And it's a whole thing. And to me, I like taking the time of packing it all together. But you just want to get to it.
Actually, I used to break it up by hand, but it became a long process. I just bought a grinder. It's a lot easier.
What do you mean break it up by hand? Like shred?
Like hand break. Right, break it. Yeah, you break up all the little, the flowers. Yeah.
Like they do for parsley.
They're flowers is what you're.
Like they do for parsley. Do you use a cutting board?
No, not use a cutting board.
So because we played crayon or cannabis or crayon, whichever it was, I wanted to play
Crayola or cannabis
we played. Now, I was going to do that again, but we did it twice, so it's not even that fun anymore. So I'm going to test you on general terms, since you seem to know quite a bit, and you raise it, and you baby it, you are your husbandry, your marijuana husbandry, as it were. I'm going to test you, and I'm going to play. Do I have it? Let's see. Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to name terms for marijuana. 10 seconds. See how many you can get. Go.
Weed. Green trees, pot, grass, slip.
Okay. Hold on. That's it. So you got six. I think you got six. You got weed, green, grass, trees,
spliff, cannabis,
and cannabis. Weed.
I said weed.
Yeah, so you got six. You got six. All right. So that's pretty impressive. See, depending on your neighborhood or world region, you may hear a number of culturally specific terms for marijuana. Okay? So do you know the cultural South African term for marijuana?
Ganja.
No. No. That would be Jamaican is ganja. South Africa.
What do they call it?
Ganja? South African is daga.
Daga.
D-A-G-G-A. Daga. How about, that's in South African. How about North African?
I have no idea.
Kif. K-I-F. How about Spanish? It's probably Spain, not Spanish. It says Spanish, but that's Mota, M-O-T-A. Hawaiian?
I had no idea. I think I do know.
Do you
this
know
one.
The Hawaiian one? See if anybody else knows it. Let's see, Hawaiian. My sister put down, Phyllis put down Mary Jane. Yikes.
No.
Hawaiian is Pakalolo. P-A-K-A-L-O-L-O. Pakalolo. So there you go. Pakalolo. What is an ounce or less of marijuana?
What's that?
What is the nickname for an ounce or less of marijuana?
A lid.
Hold on. Let me get this. Correct. Oh, wow, that's a big hit. Let's see. What is a small amount of marijuana that usually comes in a cardboard? No, that's a giveaway. That's a giveaway. A small bag of marijuana that once sold for $5.
A nickel bag.
That is correct. A small bag of marijuana. That's a fucking, I gotta.
Are you high?
What? No, I'm not high. What?
You are high as a fucking kite.
I'm not high.
Kite. Yeah, you are high.
I'm as high as a giraffe ass.
A small bag of marijuana that once sold for $10.
A dime bag.
Okay, there we go. What is a 2.2 pounds or 1 kilogram of marijuana compacted tightly?
A kilo.
Nope. That the slang name. 2.2 pounds or 1 kilogram of marijuana that has been compacted tightly. Jacking me up tightly. It's a kind of house.
A what?
A kind of house.
It's a kind of house?
It's a kind of house.
I have no idea.
Phil's will get this. Hold on. Let's see.
Full house?
No, it's a kind of, no, it's a kind of house.
Oh, it's a brick. That's right, a brick. That's right.
It's a brick.
I haven't heard it called a brick in so long. Usually they refer to bricks as cocaine.
Yeah.
Not usually weed.
Well, that's what I mean. That's the weird part. So let's see. Where are we at? Another concern for the edible marijuana is that many products are made to very closely resemble mainstream non-infused snacks and candy. The Huffington Post listed 10 marijuana augmented foods that could pass for real food. Can you name 5 of the 10?
Absolutely. Gummy bears, gummy worms.
Well, close. Jolly Ranchers. These would be commercially made candies that look almost exactly.
Skittles.
Okay.
Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers is here.
Hershey's Kisses.
Kisses aren't there. Not the ones listed, but
Kisses guys. Should be there. I get them all the time.
Keep going.
Tell me. The Mr. Miyagi. They got the Mr. Miyagi chocolates, and those are shaped like Hershey's Kisses. man, you have gummy bears, gummy worms.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think of all the stuff that I've gotten.
They actually have Kit Kat bars, popcorn, honey, barbecue sauce, and
that's just infusions.
Yeah, I know, but they make it look commercially the same. Oh.
Yeah. Well, if you saw the Mr. Miyagi gummies, you'd be like, oh, wow. That's like...
All right. Now, because we're doing a 420 show, I just want to make sure that everybody understands there are some dangers to marijuana as well.
Yeah, it leads to raiding the fridge, overeating.
Listen to this. People who are prone to feeling anxious and paranoid may have their conditions worsened by the presence of THC in their bloodstream and brain. While cannabis is a relaxant that can cause drowsiness, which can turn into its own problems, THC can make the brain overreact to normal stimulus. Thus, if a user is sensitive to paranoid thoughts or ideas, smoking marijuana may simply increase their paranoia. Marijuana can build up a dependency in its user. If a smoker gets hooked on the drug but doesn't use it for a few days, they can exhibit classic signs of withdrawal, including the following: anxiety, frustration, insomnia, cravings, and loss of appetite. Or as I like to say, Friday. Are you fucking serious? How do you know? Like,
oh, how do you know what?
This is like the best sound ever. It's the best sound. How do you know? Most people have anxiety and frustration normally.
Technically, that's the better sound.
Wait a minute. You did get him right. What? Jeez, that is a big thing. Oh, I never played the intro.
It's 420 somewhere.
It's 420 somewhere.
That's from Cartoon Network.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Yeah.
He's the meatball.
He's Meat Wad. That's his name, Meat Wad.
But he's the meatball.
Yeah, he's the meatball. See, now aren't you glad you didn't drive? Because now, like, I'm having a drink and I'm going to sleep in 20 minutes and you'll be up till 2 in the morning, no?
I can drive. This doesn't bother me. People get in accidents because they don't practice.
No, don't. Hey, no. I am not encouraging.
I'm not encouraging. Cool. People get in an accident.
Be responsible.
Because they don't practice. And that's a fact.
Here's the thing. I am responsible. I am home and I'm having a cocktail at my house. I'm not driving. I'm not going out. And you are home and you're imbibing and you're not going anywhere.
It wouldn't make a difference to me.
It would. Yeah, it would.
Wouldn't make a difference. I'd still go out.
So no, you got to be good. I'm on the radio.
No, but I got Xbox to play. So I can be seen streaming live on Twitch.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We'll get into that. Let's take our third break, and when we come back, we'll talk to you about what you got with your Twitch stuff. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. Oh my God! I'll be back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Let me switch my screen. There we go. We're back. So you are obviously very well-versed in marijuana, and I'm actually, Karen is into, everybody's into the thing. Some people get massages, some people get acupuncture, some people have a cocktail, some people smoke some weed, some people work out, some people do a lot of different things, and everybody's in. So all I can say is it is 420, and just take your time. This is the PSA. Take everything in moderation. You don't want to end up in a van. You don't want to end up in a van.
Down by the river.
There's only one way.
I am Matt Foley. I am twice divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
You know what's funny? The Matt Foley character sounds a lot like any wrestler doing a shoot. I don't know what's going on, but this Saturday night at Madison Square Garden, there's going to be blood in the water.
I smelled what The Rock was cooking when he was cooking it down by a van in the river.
Mick Foley. Wait a minute. This Mick Foley, who's the wrestler, and was it Matt Foley?
Matt Foley, his brother.
How ironic is that? That's funny. How ironic. So we haven't played Xbox in a while.
Together. I haven't seen it online.
So have you been playing, what's the Call of Duty? Is that the one you do?
Yeah. They have like, all right. So back when Fortnite started getting really big and PUBG was the thing, they introduced Modern Warfare, but it's Warzone. So it's their version of, basically it was a 1 versus 100. You go out there, 100 people go out in a giant map, and then you play the last man standing.
Okay. And that would...
But then they have different versions of it. They have a thing called Plunder, which is you go out and you open up chests and get a lot of money. You kill people too, but so I've been playing a lot of Warzone.
Well, you don't actually kill anybody, right? You just...
God, I wish.
No, stop! Jesus.
Duh.
Don't!
There's so many people in the world. That...
Jesus Christ, Mookie. Hey, stop it.
I gotta say, it was really funny because, Kevin Hart did that movie, Cop Out. That's fucking Bruce Willis.
Ride Along with Ice Cube.
And in the beginning, he's trying to be a cop, but he's online with a bunch of people, and they play Call of Duty, and he knows so much about guns because of it. And I was like, I was talking to my boys yesterday, and we're talking about which guns that we were using, and we're like, oh, is that the Bullfrog, or is that the MAC-10? And we're talking about guns, like we know all this stuff about guns. But we only know
it from Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, right? but if I saw the gun in real life, I would know it.
So we should go to a shooting range. If you want to go to a shooting range sometime, all my buddies.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Everybody's got a gun. I can't have a gun.
Shoot high?
My wife doesn't. No. No, they do not. Fucking no. No. No.
That's not going to work for me, man.
Did you ever see the videos of the guys who think they know what they're doing at a fucking range, and they end up, the guy almost,
and then put the gun like near their chest and get blown back?
Yeah, guy was like this. No, he goes to shoot, right?
Oh, when it hits him in the face?
Yeah, and the other guy's like, okay, now you don't want that to happen. Guy hit him. And it's insane. I'm telling you,
get down, Gandalf. You better watch out. You're gonna get kicked in the face when that gun kicks back.
Now, if you want to go to shooting range, let me know. Let me know.
Kick-ass.
We'll go to a shooting range. I'd have plenty of training with gun. I know how to handle a gun and the safety of a gun. I know all that shit. But if I had one, I'd be like,
For the next world war with Ukraine and Russia, they're gonna start recruiting from the Call of Duty pools.
Are you kidding? Most of the Russians are fucking giving up. Did you hear what happened today? They told the Russian officers, the fucking soldiers, to tell Russian officers to go fuck themselves. They found that. They did. Because they were like, they have no food, they have no supplies, and they got from their higher ups.
It's too cold out here. We're going home.
They go shoot civilians and take their shit. And the guys were like, no, we're not going to shoot civilians and take their shit. It's not that.
Man, it is too cold out here.
No.
We're fucking going home now.
No, they don't even, you can't go home. Then Russia's not going to take them back. You might as well just fight for the Ukraine. Excellent. I don't know why I say the Ukraine, because I would say the country.
It's yeah.
It is.
It's not the U, but it pisses. Saying the Ukraine pisses off liberals. So
when you
might as well.
So when you play, because the thing that I've noticed is when I would play Halo, I mostly play solo games now, but when I would play Halo and there would be like teams or you play one-on-one, I would get my ass kicked by these fucking children. And I'm like, I don't play enough to, and it's the same thing. I started playing StarCraft again, StarCraft 2. And you play co-op, you don't play against anybody. But I've watched so many games, and these fucking guys are unbelievable. Like, is that
you?
Well,
you got to remember, too, what time of day you play.
You're playing against Asian kids.
When you're playing at 10 in the morning, you got to remember it's 10 o'clock at night in Japan and China. And then
Gears of War.
Oh, Saints Row.
And there was a bunch
Gears of War.
They wanted to like get up to a certain level. And there was like five guys from New Zealand. And everybody's got, you know, headsets. So we're talking to each other. And they're like, come on, man. You know, I'm in the wrong place, man. You know, he goes, this fucking guy, fuck it. Leave him. And I was like, that's me. You're talking about me. I don't know how to fucking play that well. These kids are like, they're born with a freaking controller in their hand. They're killing it.
Well, I was working at the restaurant up in Linfield. I saw a baby who couldn't have been not more than 6 months old, couldn't even speak a word, but knew how to open up the phone, the mother's phone,
yeah, I know,
the iPhone, to its favorite app and how to start a video. But the baby couldn't speak.
I know. Phyllis just said Joshua is getting his license to carry, as he should. I want to get a CNC, conceal and carry license.
I don't want a gun. Too many misunderstandings.
Well, my thing would be I would never take it out of the house. You don't fucking carry it. Well, my buddy's got guns. I got like six guns, at least six guns. Handguns, 22s, 38s, 45s, things like that. One of them has got a boot gun, you know, big enough to put in his ankle, you know, when he goes to the mall and shit like that. Because now at the mall, shit happens. It's crazy. But if you want to learn shoot, we'll go to a range. And if you want to take all that fucking, you know, modern warfare shit.
I know how to shoot. You should see my scores on Call of Duty, man. I know how to shoot. I'm ranked 10,000, under 10,000 in the world.
Yeah.
You might not sound impressive, but considering there's like 13 million people that play the game, under 10,000, that's pretty good.
So you're ranked that high?
Yes. But I mean,
I just was watching
9,000 people in front of me.
I was just watching the StarCraft tournaments and shit like that, and just watch these guys play. They're unbelievable. If you really want to play, why wouldn't you do a tournament? Because they have tournaments, like video games.
Because a lot of those guys that play, they play with PC, and it's a lot different playing against PC players.
Yeah,
like PC players, they're ruthless with those keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, all the shortcuts. Incredible. Yeah, the shortcuts are ridiculous.
They're incredible. It's tough to compete against people like that. If they could do that with a keyboard, like imagine what they can do with a controller, like just regular sticks.
Well, no, the controller is easier. The it's just like with StarCraft.
It's more difficult to use a keyboard, but
no.
They're deadly with them.
No, it's easier to use it. The keyboard is easier. Well, no, I'm sorry. The joystick is easier because it's simpler. But for a keyboard, you can set up shortcuts and do all kinds of fucking major stuff. That's what makes them really good. That's what makes them evil motherfuckers.
But those guys, I mean, those, and also a lot of those kids are, you know, half my age. At our age.
Show up, you're 40 years old, just going, I'm going to whip your ass, you little fucker.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to tell you something. It's not all, I have good hand-eye coordination, but it's not all that. It is a lot of experience. I've been playing games since we were teenagers. So it's all those years of cumulative muscle memory that make you good at video games. Like, I'm 49 years old, and I can still whoop ass on these little 12-year-olds.
I have seen...
I told you, Christmas time's my... Christmas time is my favorite because all the, like, the kids are like, Mom, give me Call of Duty for Christmas. 12 minutes later, this game sucks, Mom. Take it back. This cue ball Chris keeps fucking blowing my head off. This game sucks. I once told a kid I was going to send him $50 so he could take his game down to GameStop and give it to the guy to take his game back from him.
I'm a bad guy.
Crazy. Yeah. So you're also a huge Marvel fan, and we saw Morbius, which was okay. But Disney Plus is
Sony. Sony's logo should be three letters.
It's like you know how the logo goes. It's like it's a Sony movie.
Welcome to Sony.
Hey, we used to be so.
Although I gotta say, Spider-Man was probably one of the best, if not.
Yeah, but Spider-Man wasn't Sony. Spider-Man was Marvel, and Spider-Man was Marvel and Disney. That's why it made it.
Marvel and Sony.
No.
Disney and Sony, but yes, Spider-Man.
No, it wasn't. No. Sony owns the rights, but Sony didn't write the movie. Marvel.
Right, I know that.
Marvel made the movie. Sony just went, yeah, you can use our character that is owned by Marvel, but we have the rights to him.
Spider-Man was really good.
It was shit.
I saw the more intricate trailer as they released new ones for Multiverse of Madness the other day, and with Carol Danvers and with the
that's not Carol Danvers.
Scarlet Witch fighting side by side with.
That's not Carol Danvers.
It's going to be really good.
It's not Carol Danvers.
Then July is Love and Thunder.
Thor. Yeah, Love and Thunder. They just released the trailer on that too. So
I saw that yesterday too with Broken Mjolnir. I'll put back together.
Yeah. Ichi probably put it back Jane together. Jane got it. She's worthy.
And Ichi's still alive, so Ichi probably put it back together.
Who?
Ichi the dwarf.
Oh, Idri. Yes, Idri.
Ichi. What's his name?
Game of Thrones, yeah. He's also in, you know, Snow White, but...
He was also an X-Men.
He was.
That's too much.
He was also an elf. He was also an elf.
That's two Marvel movies that wasted him.
So the Moon Knight stuff, are you watching that too on Disney Plus?
I am. I was really impressed with episode 3. I thought that was fucking...
Yeah.
Just amazing. Great story and action.
Oscar Isaac Oscar Isaac is really good. And the thing is, people don't realize this. Like, I've loved Moon Knight forever. And people are like, well, no, you jumped up. I can show you the original comic.
No, because when we were kids, you bought... The Moon Knight had a 4-episode mini-series,
yeah.
And I bought the same ones because I used to buy all the same comics
you
bought.
I don't know why. Moon Knight was in a bunch of other comics before he got his own series. So I have issue 1, and then I have the reboot from the Fist of Khonshu, episode 1 of that. And then I also have him joining the West Coast Avengers. So, fuck... But I loved him, first of all, his name was Mark, with a C, but that's why I liked him.
Right.
And I loved him, Phil said, Peter Dinklage, which, of course, yeah. But I liked him because he was a flawed character, unlike anybody else. He has multiple personality disorder, which I was like, that's the coolest fucking thing ever. And then, of course, one of the first feature films I did was about somebody...
It's not
DID.
It's not multiple personality. So
it's DID. Yeah, DID.
Yeah.
But it's both. It's the common name is multiple personality disorder.
Multiple personality.
But it's dissociative identity disorder, which is multiple personality.
So now, who do you think? Do you think that the other mystery personality is that cab driver?
It's Jake. Yeah, Jake is the cab driver. And Jake's like a common guy. Who's capable of murder
from people and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I think it is, but it's
he's like the
be
guy that hears. He's the guy that hears stuff.
Hey, you.
I heard this thing on the street. That's the guy. He's the guy.
He's AU.
He's AU.
He's
Haley,
AU.
Get your freaking comment out of here.
Hey, you.
No, because I know that. I know that you mentioned the year. It was 1910. And I was like, yeah, I remember that. I knew I could tell what year the last time it ran was, because when we were in junior high is when the last time it ran, 86.
Of what? And it, the comet?
The Halley's Comet. 86 was the last time it came by in the Earth.
Yeah,
because
it comes, it comes every seven, let's say Halley's Comet.
76 every, years.
76?
76. Because 1910 was the last time it came, and then 1986.
It was 1531, 17. It was 1531, 1607, 1682.
You mentioned something on it on the 420.
Yeah,
you because said 1910.
The first, yeah, it's the first time that, because I think that might have been on the wrong date, but let's say.
See, the last time it was, first time it was seen by the naked eye, right?
75 to 76 years. Yeah, well, 86 is when I graduated, so.
Yeah, and I was in seventh grade because we were 5 years apart.
Yeah. So it was 1986, and the next one won't be around until.
Well, we'll see, bro. We'll see. We'll be alive to see it twice.
2061.
Yeah.
It's 40 years from now.
You don't think you'll make it to 100?
I'm lucky if I make it to 70. Oh, my God. Stop it. I don't know.
You'd be 93.
I don't want to be fucked. No, come on. Cut it out. Stop it.
You'll be 93 the next time it comes. You'll see it again.
I'm 53. I've had enough now. And we're done. There we go. All right, let's wrap the show. So, Chris, thanks for being part of the 420 show. And hopefully in
I took it off and I requested in the notes. I wrote religious holiday. I didn't have another question after
Is that why you didn't work today?
Yes. I took it off as a religious holiday.
No, you didn't.
I swear. I sent you the text. I sent you the text where it said religious holiday.
No, you said you sent me the... Wait a minute. You said...
I sent you the text.
Did you send me a copy of it?
A screenshot, yes. I took a screenshot of the...
It says unpaid time off, 24 hours, comment religious holiday.
I told you.
Fuck.
They didn't ask me one question after that.
What religion is it?
Oh, Buddha. There's another fucking. There's another name for fuck.
I pray to Buddha. I pray to Buddha.
I pray to Buddha.
All right. Well, thanks for being part of the show, Chris. It's always fun. And I mean, I know we don't. It sucks because, you know, we're family and we don't even hang out as much as you should. I'm busy. You're working, and you're working at where's it
no,
called?
No, we have been. We went to the movies.
Yeah, we'll go to the movies
and
again.
Saw two movies in a week.
But where's the promote the place you work? Is it called Spin?
Spin. All right. Spin. So it's at 30 Melcher Street in Boston. It's called Spin. It is a ping pong parlor, you know, like a pool hall.
Well, which is it? Is it ping pong or pool?
It's ping pong, but you walk in,
ping ping,
and it's kind of funny, but the place looks straight out of Saints Row. It looks like I'm waiting for a Yakuza to come up and attack me. But it's very eclectic, and there's a lot of art on the walls. But it looks, I'm telling you, if you ever go online, look at pictures. You're like, oh my God, it does. It looks like it's out of Saints Row.
Really?
I always tell people, I'm like, it looks like it's out of Grand Theft Auto. And everyone's like, yeah, it does. But no, it's a fun time. You come in and play ping pong for an hour, have a couple of drinks.
So you can drink and eat. You can eat too, right?
Yep, we got food. We got a lot of vegetarian and vegan dishes. Like a Mediterranean sampler with hummus and falafel.
It's hummus.
Falafel, shishito peppers.
Falafel.
I'm telling you, Bunch of hippie food.
Hey, you know something? I like hummus and falafel, so, and I'm not a hippie. So, and it's not hippie food. It used to be hippie food, but it's not. It's mainstream shit now. Because everything that becomes hippie.
Because everything hippie is mainstream.
Goes mainstream. That's it. All right. Well, don't smoke it. Yeah, don't smoke anymore. And you'll be good to go for the night. So thanks for being part of the show.
It's a fun time. You have to come in sometime. You haven't even seen it yet.
I haven't. But most of the time, when you're working, hold on.
You're working.
There we go. When you're working, I'm working. Because I'm working at night, too. But, I mean, maybe I'll try to get...
We're getting together next week anyways for Doctor Strange, and then...
Wait a minute, we've seen
like 3 or 4 movies.
Not next weekend.
2 weeks. No, yeah, 10 days or 2 weeks.
May 6th. Oh, shit. Yeah, it is 2 weeks. Oh, my God.
Today's the 20th.
Yeah.
Today's the 20th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, that is 2 weeks away. Fuck.
I told you. I'm looking forward
All right.
to it.
Now here's the thing. I'm going to be, this sucks because I'm working all weekend. I'm in North Conway the Friday night, so I got to leave early to get up there. I'm working Saturday night, and then it's Mother's Day, and then I'm working Monday and Tuesday, so I can't see the movie until Wednesday.
That's all right. I avoided people for 3 days to see Spider-Man.
Actually, you know something? We could probably see it Sunday, Mother's Day. We'll do like a Mother's Day. We'll go to brunch.
We'll be the only ones in the theater.
We will, because nobody, everybody's... Actually, I don't know. Mother's Day is going to be kind of tough. But I'll see you Sunday, because we're getting together for Easter. All right. Thanks for being part of the show, you dummy.
Yeah, it's very unorthodox. Very unorthodox having it a week after Easter.
No, it is orthodox. It's exactly it. All right.
It's unorthodox.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Love you.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was my little brother. That was my little brother. Jesus Christ. So funny. God, he smokes a lot of weed. So, folks, let me tell you what I got going on this weekend. Let me see. Where's my show prep? I know what I got. Tomorrow during the day, I'll be on the Salem Trolley. And then, of course, Friday. I know we talked about hippie stuff like that. I'm very conservative. But, you know, do something for Earth Day. Recycle. Do something. Don't go over the top. Don't lose your goddamn mind. But, you know. But Friday night, I will be, let me open it up, I will be at the Marlboro House in Marlboro, New Hampshire, telling some jokes there, I think with Pat Napoli and Rob Steen, I believe, and Saturday night, I happen to be off. So as always, folks, if you want to be part of the show, email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can always call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Next week, I'm not going to be here, but May 4th, got a show, special show. Frank Hauser will be my guest. We'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless team, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2022, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.